USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Authorities are confirming that a San Bernardino County Sheriff Sergeant was shot twice Friday evening following a deadly shootout with a suspect at a gas station in Victoriaville, California. The 16-year veteran was shot in his thigh and his shin and is expected to survive. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dickus told reporters in an evening press briefing that his injuries are non-life-threatening and that he will fully recover. Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas's Shati battalion in an airstrike by a fighter jet on Sunday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack. Following IDF and ISA intelligence, an IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari, the commander of Hamas Shati battalion.
Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd, has returned to prison custody after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona. The alleged assailant, 52-year-old John Terzak, faces charges including attempted murder, assault with an intent to commit murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. Chauvin's attorney confirmed that his medical condition has improved and he has been moved from the trauma care facility at a local Tucson hospital back to prison for follow-up care. Alaska Airlines announced a $1.9 billion acquisition of Hawaiian Airlines, emphasizing the respect for their nearly 100-year legacies, with both companies retaining their brands. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci, who will lead both airlines, considers the move pro-consumer, aiming to enhance competition against major carriers like United, Delta, Southwest, and American Airlines, which currently dominate 80% of the domestic market. The deal aims to leverage the strength of both carriers, fostering a robust presence in the airline industry. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Climate scientists are expressing outrage as Sultan Al-Jaber, who is the president of the COP28 Climate Summit, claims there is no science supporting the necessity of phasing out fossil fuels to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Scientific consensus indicates that a rapid reduction in fossil fuel usage is crucial to stay below the 1.5 degree threshold, beyond which adaptation for humans and ecosystems becomes more challenging. Al-Jaber's controversial presidency is notable as he is the UAE's climate envoy, chairs the Renewables Company Board, but also leads the state-owned Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. Hunter Biden's deposition in the House has been set.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers, including Comer, who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. I'm John Schaefer.
In Idaho, 10-month-old Zeke Best was found dead on Saturday, a day after an Amber Alert was issued for him. The father, Jeremy Albert Best, was taken into custody on an arrest warrant related to the death of his wife, Callie Jean Randall. Zeke's body was discovered about 24 miles east of Idaho Falls after a hunter reported a man in a sleeping bag on the side of the road. The investigation is ongoing, and authorities, including the Idaho State Police and the FBI, were processing the scene. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.